President Trump's deadline for a legislative solution that would allow hundreds of young people brought to this country illegally by their families to stay here is now 1 week away. But with a week to go, the issue is in court, and there's no sign federal lawmakers have a solution. Amid the public debate over the DACA program that had allowed these young people to avoid deportation, many of the so-called Dreamers are asking policymakers to hear their stories. That includes Harvard Medical School student and Cognoscenti commentator Dalia Larios.
When I began my medical career, I took an oath. First, do no harm. With those four words, I vowed to protect my patients from all forms of disease, including injustice. Now, I need America to do the same for me. I am a future doctor, but I'm also an undocumented American. I grew up in Arizona, about 5 hours from the Mexico-U.S. border. Raids were common, and I remember feeling afraid. I couldn't control the uncertainty my family faced every day, but I could control how hard I worked. School became my refuge. I found safety in my books. The uncertainty surrounding my status, and the status of other Dreamers like me, has been in the news a lot lately. I'm speaking out now, not only for myself, but for the patients I promised to care for. Today, there are about 100 medical students in the United States who are covered by DACA. Without the protection DACA gives us, we won't be able to continue our medical training. Years of hard work would be thrown away. Years of training wasted. But DACA students won't be the only ones to suffer. The communities we hope to serve will also be hurt. Your neighbors, your family, your friends, maybe even you. DACA recipients are not only medical students. We are teachers, engineers, cancer researchers, and soldiers, too. We contribute to the labor force and pay our income taxes. Anti-immigrant rhetoric will continue, but I'd ask you to remember that this is a human issue. Think about the contributions I can make, but also remember my humanity. We Dreamers have lived within an incredibly limited system where we've been grateful for all the opportunities that have come our way. In return, we ask to be valued for the good we have done and will do, to be treated with equality and respect, and to be recognized as the Americans we are and will always be. How much longer until I'm not viewed as an enemy or a criminal? How much longer must I live in limbo?
Dalia Larios is a fourth-year medical student at Harvard Medical School whose family brought her to Arizona without legal residency when she was 10. She's also a contributor to WBUR's Ideas and Opinion page, Cognoscenti. Find her essay and many others at WBUR.org. And there you'll also see video of Dalia recounting her experiences in this country.